Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your visit to Harry Potter as amazing as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how you doing this week?
I'm all right. We're back on the dark side of Orlando, as I call it. And we're giving some different insight tonight.
And as you can tell by the intro, it's always a little bit tricky to say those types of things when you get used to saying one thing over and over again. But we mentioned last week that Universal is something that we both get asked a lot. I know that your clients book a lot. So it is our second of a two-part series to break down staying at Universal. Last week, we covered the premier resorts that featured the Express Pass as part of booking there. Today, we're going to go over the preferred and value hotels.
And you nailed it. People are always asking about it. And I think it's fair to ask why, because as I said in last week's episode, there's always confusion whether this is actually part of Disney or not. And we'll be very clear, it is not. So if you are looking for Harry Potter, if you're looking for Marvel, if you're looking for Grinch, that's Universal. And one of the other things that Universal is really known for is as opposite of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party as you can get, it is the Halloween Horror Nights. And it comes with like a major age warning. It is super scary. It is all about, you know, zombies popping out at you from the walkways and haunted houses that you can go in. They are known for their haunted houses and their haunted house tours. It is definitely the adult part of Orlando when it comes to Halloween.
Well, and you see these photos and these videos that folks post of that thing. You are right. It is the opposite of the not so scary Halloween party. So if you are somebody that likes those haunted house, those haunted hay rides, that type of stuff, it's a cool little environment for you to be at. If you're looking for information on the actual theme parks, we mentioned this last week. Episode 181 goes over a little bit about the theme parks. So if you're interested in learning some more about that, we did talk in last week's episode about the Express Pass and that was a big reason that folks would, you know, buy the premier resorts if that's where they wanted to stay. So let's talk about the rest of the resorts and what the perks would be for those resorts that would cause somebody to stay on their property.
You bet. And that's going to be preferred hotels, prime value, and value. They do not get the Express Pass. That's that, we'll call it front of the line or shorter line access. What they do get, which so many are after, is the early entry into the Wizarding World. So that is going to be for all on-site resort guests, regardless of where you're staying.
Now, when you say early access, is that akin, if we're going to draw the parallel, is that akin to something that we have seen at Disney where you get in before general admission because you're staying on property? Is that in the same vein?
Exactly. And Harry Potter is just so popular. And there's a couple of the rides that really draw, if you don't have that Express Pass, can easily be an hour to an hour and a half wait. So getting in before the general masses are getting in makes a huge difference.
But we did mention that there's no Express Pass tied to these. So that's a significant difference between the premier resorts and the rest.
It is a significant difference. And for many of them, we're going to talk about transportation a bit and security to get into the theme park and how different that is, because it's definitely a case of, unfortunately, sometimes time is money.
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
We'll compare these things. Again, it depends what you're looking for. Everybody is different. Many of our clients do one or two nights with one or two park days. Occasionally, we'll have somebody extend to a third night to do Volcano Bay, their water park. They make it hard not to want to stay. There's probably about 30% of the year where something that I don't think we've ever seen at Disney, they routinely do a buy two park days, get two free. Huh. So when they're handing you 2 free park days, it's hard not to look more carefully at your planning to see what you might want to do. And that's where a lot of these other hotels come into consideration, because the $300 to $500 difference for the premier hotels that include Express Pass, if you're not going to be going into the 2 main parks and using Express Pass every day, then you might not be getting the full benefit of what you're spending for the resort.
So we talked about how there's the 3 tiers that we're going to discuss tonight. There's the preferred hotels, the prime value, and the value. Why don't we begin with the preferred?
It is actually my favorite themed hotel out of all of the Universal properties, and I wish they would switch it to Premier.
Okay.
Sapphire Falls Resort. It is 1,000 rooms. The rooms are about 322 square feet each. It is a beachy theme, and everything just feels light and airy and welcoming. They've got a great pool and a recreation area. The pool has 2 zero entry spots to it. Instead of your traditional pool deck, all around the pool is sand, so your lounge chairs are sitting in the sand. You really, as I said, get that beach feel. And while this resort doesn't offer the Express Pass, it is the only non-premier resort that still offers that boat access to the park and does have a walking path. And the boat access can be fairly quick. The walking path is obviously quicker if the boat just pulled away without you. But one of the other big benefits to arriving at the parks via boat is that you've done your security at the hotel. So once you get off that boat, you're ready to go.
Well, and that's something that we had seen Disney kind of go to with the monorail not all that long ago. So it, for those that have done that, have had that experience, you can really kind of correlate that. That definitely is a time saver to go through from your resort rather than from the entry to the theme park.
Correct. And what we've talked about both in our last episode on the Premier Resorts, as well as our previous episode kind of giving you the lay of the land at Universal, where the boat docks is in the heart of City Walk. So when you're doing dinner, a night out, something fun, that's where you want to be. When you get off that boat, the entrance to the parks, 3 to 5 minute walk, depending on your walking speed. So it just makes getting around very easy. Unlike Walt Disney World, you're not having to hop on a bus to Disney Springs and a monorail here and a gondola here. That preferred resort or any of the premieres, you're going to take the boat or you're going to walk and you're going to be everywhere you need to be.
So indulge me for a second as somebody that is completely ignorant to it. I know we do have some folks that are just as ignorant to this process as I am when it comes to Universal. We talked about the Premier, and that gets the Express Pass. The preferred hotel, Sapphire Falls, gets the boat transportation just like the Premier resorts do. We don't, as we go down in tiers from Premier to Preferred to Prime Value to Value, there aren't other perks that slowly disappear, right? We really only have that one major perk with the Express Pass that's thrown in the Premier ones, and then we just happen to have Sapphire Falls along that boat path. Is that correct?
That's correct. Again, everybody's going to get that early access to Wizarding World, and I'll talk as we talk about a couple of the other resorts. When we look at a map of Universal, I'm going to say to you, when we talk about the next 2 resorts that are prime value, many of those people, those resorts technically are bus resorts to get to the theme parks and the water park. However, you can walk from Cabana Bay over to Sapphire Falls quicker than you can walk around a quarter of Saratoga Springs.
Got it. Okay, so then you can hop on the boat there is what you're saying.
You can hop on the boat again. The bus is right there, or you can walk an extra couple of minutes. We had talked last week about how compact the property is here. And Jeff, you made the great analogy. It's like going to Disneyland. There's so much that's easily walkable, except for the very last resorts that we're going to talk about. So there's a lot of opportunity here to kind of create what you're looking for. And I think that's important as we go to start to talk about the prime values that take a bus. As I mentioned, when you take the boat, you're going to clear security at the boat dock. And then the boat is going to take you into the heart of City Walk, and you're about 3 minutes from the gate. When you take the bus, it's going to drop you, again, I'm going to give you a Disney-type reference. It's going to drop you at the equivalent of the Transportation and Ticket Center, except that you can actually walk from the Transportation and Ticket Center elsewhere. So you're getting off your bus, and you're mixing with all of the non-resort guests that are coming for the day, all the school group buses and all the individuals in the parking lot. You're then going up an escalator, getting in one of almost a dozen security lines, clearing security, and then you're taking here's one of those neat words that somebody made up and put in the dictionary, two walk-a-lators, those flat escalators.
Sure, yeah.
Because you're crossing over a big area, then you're walking through the kind of the entrance to City Walk, which is almost like walking down Main Street. It's kind of a narrow walkway with some things on the left or the right. And then you finally get to the boat dock that we were talking about. So the difference in taking the bus could add 10 to 25 minutes
sure.
between the bus ride, the mix of security people, and the extra walk. So definitely something to consider when you're looking at price, depending how much free time you have.
Well, in that bus transportation that we're talking about, that's prime value and value, right? The two topics that we're going to talk about next?
That's correct.
Okay.
So, but again, prime value can often sneak over to Sapphire Falls.
And get on
the boat. It is not an exclusive boat at this point. That could obviously change at any point, but it is accessible.
Okay. So we have a couple of prime value resorts. Let's discuss those.
So the first is going to be Aventura. And I couldn't call myself the Disney master if I didn't sneak this tip in. Aventura has a great rooftop bar. And I do mean that very honestly. But one of the things that I love best about the rooftop bar, check out the Times Guide for the Magic Kingdom fireworks. You can get a great view from there.
All right. So a little Disney magic in your Universal vacation.
Aventura is a 600-room hotel. The rooms are a bit smaller here, 238 square feet. They're designed like we've talked about, a little bit more like the ship designs. They're trying to be sleek and modern. That is definitely what they are known for. And their big claim to fame when they open the resort to make them sleek and modern is every room has a tablet in it. And in that tablet, you control the heat, the air, you can order room service, you can order extra towels from housekeeping. So I guess a little sleek and modern, a little bit, we all want to be the Jetsons.
I don't want to be the Jetsons at all. I'm not interested in that, but I do get the reference.
I would take George's car as my route to get to Orlando instead of the airplane sometimes. I have to think that would be a little bit quicker.
That I could get behind. All right, so that's Aventura.
Aventura, again, interestingly enough, when we talk about space and design, when you turn off of the main road to get to the driveway of Aventura, which is pretty much as short as most Disney resorts from the street to the guardhouse, mm-hmm. again, very compact. But once you pull in that driveway, your very first right is going to be to get to the Aventura lobby.
Right.
Or you can go about another 200 feet to the shared parking garage and the entrance to Sapphire Falls.
Got it. So it is that. That's the proximity. That makes sense.
That's the proximity. Again, I walk less distance from my room in Pop Century to the bus than I would walk sure. from Aventura sure. to Sapphire Falls.
Sure. Okay. What other prime?
Very close together.
What other prime value resorts?
Right across the street from that, so again, it adds to the walk, but there is a crosswalk and plenty of people walk over, is Cabana Bay. And I was really excited when they opened Cabana Bay. It is the largest resort in terms of number of rooms that they have there. It is 1,800 rooms.
That's a lot of rooms. And
they have standard rooms and family suites. So their standard rooms are going to be 300 square feet, and their family suites are going to be 430 square feet. And I want to give you two bits of perspective on what 430 square feet is.
Okay.
So when we talked about the deluxe resorts, they are between 335 and 450 square feet. So the rooms at the top deluxe resort are more square feet than the family suite.
Okay.
Let that one sink in for a minute.
Sure.
And then, again, I can't help compare. 430 square feet for the family suite there versus 565 square feet for the family suite at Art of Animation.
That's significant.
And I'll tell you where most of the square footage is. There is only one bathroom here where Art of Animation has the two full baths. And I'll add that I think it's a poorly designed bathroom that goes in between the two rooms. The, what I'll call the master bedroom of the suite, is a pretty standard size room. But when you walk into the suite, you're in a living room kitchenette combo, which is that second bedroom. And that is where all the square footage is missing.
Got it.
It is a small room.
Okay.
It's a fun resort.
Yeah, so I was going to say, what other things about the resort are there?
So Cabana Bay is shore themed, going to the beach. So they've got several pools there. They've got all the big lawn games for you. They actually also have their own lazy river.
Oh, that's fun.
Some of their rooms, and this is really cool, have a view of the volcano in Volcano Bay, the water park.
Oh, cool.
So at night it lights up and you can watch everything go off. One of the other things that I think makes this resort unique, when we talk about resorts, we talk about hotels versus motels.
Yep.
Motels are exterior corridors, hotels are interior corridors. This resort offers both depending what room and what section of the resort, and that is a bookable feature. So if hotel versus motel makes a difference to you, that can definitely be accommodated here. The resort has lots of extras. It's got a food court, a Starbucks, and most notably for those rainy days that we know happen in Florida, they have their own bowling alley.
All right, so we're making our way to the last category that we have here in the Universal property, and that's the value resorts. So talk to us about what we got.
So I'm going to hesitate here for a minute, because if you've listened to our show lots, hopefully you have, and heard all of our resort episodes, or you've talked to me, you know, at Disney, I'm a big fan of the value resorts. I talk about value is what you're going to get out of something. So if I'm only sleeping there, I will very frequently do a value resort at Walt Disney World. Here, the value resort Endless Summer, I hesitate a bit more on, I'll be honest. A lot of it does have to do with location. Again, unlike Disney, the property is not owned by Universal. They didn't buy up all of this great amount of land for expansion. They do not have a boat option. They are definitely a bus only, and they are about a 15-minute bus ride.
Okay.
So
far.
A 15-minute bus ride in Disney, nobody's really hesitating. But here, for the difference in price, there's so many other options. I also think, depending on the time of year you're there, similar to when we talk about the all-star resorts at Walt Disney World, Endless Summer is talked about and promoted a lot to school groups because it has a phenomenal price point.
Sure.
It's got standard rooms that are 313 square feet. And then it's got a pretty unique room to it. We started to see this in some of the Disney deluxe resorts. They've got a family room. It's 440 square feet. So back up for a minute. Remember I said to you that the family suite was 430, but divided into two rooms. This is 440, so larger than their family suite. Three queen beds in a room, which is just so much.
Huh.
One bathroom, a kitchenette with a sink, a microwave, a coffee pot, and a little kitschy picnic table in there for dining.
I'm just trying to figure out how what three queen beds looks like, because I'm picturing something that's right out of Annie, where there's just all the beds lined up in the room. The for some reason, the addition of the third bed just is playing games with my head.
It is an interesting concept. I will say, in fairness, and not to totally divert our episode, but families of six or families of five with grandma coming along, sure, are becoming more common.
Yeah.
And they have rooms with three queen beds. There are 12 of those rooms at Beach Club. And there are, I believe it is six of them at Boardwalk on the club level that have three queen beds to them.
So there's a market. So it's coming.
There's a market. It's coming. It's the, you know, the alternative to the family suite for somebody that wants that deluxe resort and deluxe amenities. So we are seeing it there. Here it's in a value. I don't want to be in a room with five other people in one bathroom. That's me. I guess I would be the person asking for the room closest to the lobby, because I'm sure in the morning you're all fighting for the bathroom.
Okay. We're coming to the end of the program. Anything else that you want to mention about anything we've talked about tonight?
Again, as we mentioned last week, these resorts are not owned by Universal, but they are Universal partners. So they're very different than picking what's called the Holiday Inn Express Universal or all these hotels that throw Universal in their name because they're close by. These, although they're not owned by Universal, are the Universal partners. They get some of those perks, and they are bookable with a Universal package. And I will say, among the popular add-ons that we do with these resort stays, there's a special Harry Potter package you can book at any one of these resorts. It includes all kinds of magical extras, including a photo shoot. You can do Harry Potter breakfast add-ons in the park and things like that with all these resorts. So there's some great opportunity here.
Well, as we've said time and time again in these two episodes that we've done, this is a conversation that you and I have had many times with many different people, and you book this type of vacation all the time. So thank you for taking the time over these last 2 weeks to break down the hotel options at Universal. It's been enlightening for me. It is not something that I have yet done with my family, because my kids are at an age where we're not quite there yet, but it's changed my perspective on it. And I thank you for your expertise. Have a great week.
Thanks. You as well.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans or those traveling to Orlando so that they can enjoy it. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.